There is in your bulletin an invocation. If you would join me in that, I call forth God's presence from the center of my mind. I release all negativity from the past week and open myself to God's thought, inspired action, and peace of mind and heart. I allow God to work through me and flow through me to others. I give thanks that at any time I can bring my focus back to God's presence within me always. As I let it be so, so it is. And before we officially begin, we will have a treatment for health. So I ask simply that you relax in your chair with your feet flat on the floor or your ankles crossed, whichever is most comfortable. And close your eyes with me for a few moments. Being that we live on the physical plane, the health of our physical bodies is important. And that's why we treat our mind, our consciousness, about that. That's what we're going to do. I turn away from the outer world for a few moments and look within to the center of my mind. This is where God's presence dwells, and this is what I look to at this time. I know that God's presence is the source of all health, strength, vitality, and renewal for my mind and my physical body. At this time, I focus on the idea that I can have health because I am a divine child of God. God does not create things to be sick. And I realize that health is already mine in the mind of God. I see myself as whole and complete. And when I feel pain or experience illness, I focus on the natural healing agency, the great physician that is God's presence. I give thanks for the health that is mine and is becoming manifest now. As I allow myself to experience health, I experience it physically as well. I give thanks and let it be so, and so it is. We heard a lot about worry this morning in both our readings, but what did it say, that we should or that we shouldn't? It says that we shouldn't, but do we listen to that? No, of course we don't. We worry all the time, don't we? We must admit that we do, because only when we admit that we do can we move beyond that and do anything about it. So we have here our message title today, Do Not Worry. Okay, fine and dandy. But how? And why? Why shouldn't we worry? Well, let's first look at why do we worry? Why do we worry about anything? Because we think we need something that we don't have, or we think something might happen that we are afraid of. Isn't that why we generally worry? Are there other reasons we worry? Have I missed any? Or does that about cover it? Yep. Yeah, okay. See, I know, I worry too, still. So we know why we worry. Oh, and we also worry because we think that by our own selves, by our own power and action, we must do something about whatever is worrying us. We must fix it, we must change it, and we must push this thing away. And so we worry because we don't know if we can do that. Can we do that? Well, no, but we'll get to that in a minute. So we know why we worry. We know what that does to us. Worry is very close to fear and can turn to fear, so it can petrify us. We don't know anything about that, do we? Nah, we've never felt that before. Worry can be very petrifying. It can. And we need to acknowledge that, but that doesn't mean we need to stay there. Christ had a whole lot to say about worry, And I'm going to tell you what that is. This is Matthew 6, 25 to 34. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Bless you. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. The birds are fed without harvesting. That's what we're saying here. Yet something happens. What is that? Yet your heavenly Father feeds them on his own. Imagine that. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add a single cubit to his stature? Other versions say, which of you can add a single hour to his life? Either way, do you get anywhere by worrying? And the answer is no. And he continues, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the fields, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? That's strong, isn't it? But Jesus meant business. And he continues, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. And the Gentiles, he means the ones that aren't in Christ's consciousness in this case. So the Gentiles seek after these things and worry about them. But, he continues, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek the kingdom first, and then you'll have all these things that you worry that you need. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So what he's saying is, do not borrow trouble, because tomorrow will take care of itself, and if the trouble is to come, it will come when it comes, and not with your worrying, our worrying and our borrowing of trouble. What do? We bring it on, and we bring it on faster. Why does it seem that so many negative things come to us so quickly and we have to wait for the good ones? Is that really true? It's not, but it seems like it is. So what Christ is saying is, do not worry. Yeah, that's easy for Christ to say, isn't it? Who are we? We are ye of little faith, apparently. Do we like that? Does that feel good that we are, buffeted about by everything and we have no faith? That doesn't feel good, does it? So we can choose to leave that state. I just heard recently, and I've heard this before, but it came back yesterday. Time is an eternal moment. Life is one eternal moment. In that moment is everything that is. Everything. The mental stuff, the physical stuff, the house that you want, the one that you have when your roof is fixed, and the one that you have now when it's not. Everything is in this one moment. So the question was then and is now, which aspect of the eternal moment do you want to experience now? Which one do you want? Do you want the leaky roof or do you want the nice roof? Do you want to be fed spiritually or physically, or do you want to feel hungry? Take your pick. And I can sit here and say that just like Christ could sit there and say that, or stand there and say that. And what good does it do you? Well, it is good if you take the time, and not a long time, but take part of the eternal moment and use it to meditate on what Christ has said to us. Because if he did it, why can't we? The only difference between Christ and us is that He knew his source. He knew where he came from and what he was made of. We forget. But if we forget something, that also means we can remember. How cool is that? That's pretty cool. We can remember where we came from. We can remember our own Christ consciousness. And it's good for us if we do. If we don't, the alternative is, as you know, the worry that we are so familiar with. Do not worry, the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or gather into barns. They don't harvest stuff. They are fed. They are fed by your Father, our Father, their Father, everyone's Father, the heavenly Godfather. I am the Godfather. But no, they are fed. They don't work to be fed. They don't worry about anything. I've never seen a bird worry, have you? No, I didn't think so. The birds, they when it rains, some birds, they're still singing. I've always been amazed by that. It's like they don't care. They take what is given them. They're obviously grateful for it, or they wouldn't have any more. But they don't worry about anything. The lilies that we talked about in the scripture are the same way. They don't toil. They don't spin. They don't make their own clothes or do anything else. Yet, it says, Solomon, in all his glory, King Solomon, you know, the wise guy that said he was going to cut the baby in half if the mommy did not surface. He was not arrayed like one of the lilies. So Christ is saying the lilies are more beautiful than Solomon. Wow. And you would think, we think as we are living in a physical experience that a king has got to be better than the flowers. You know, we just think that. But it's not true. Apparently it just ain't so. The king is not arrayed as the flowers. I have heard this scripture in various forms since I was a wee child. And it was always one that got me. Because I would remember the verses about the birds and the flowers. And even as a small child, it made an impact. So, do I worry? Yes. But I worry a lot less now than I used to. If any of you knew me 5 years ago, and some of you have known me always, but those of you who haven't, if you had seen me then and you see me now, you would not know that it was the same being. I promise you. This being right here, sitting with you now, is much better and much more aware than the one that was 5 years ago. I would become physically sick because I worried so much. And that was not fun. And I can't tell you when the tide turned, as it were, but thank God it did. Or I would not be where I am. And so we know now that we don't need to worry. But of what practical use is this? The purpose of true metaphysics is to connect with the God presence that is within you and to bring that presence with us into our daily lives. So it's an aware, conscious thing that we do. At least right now it is. Maybe at some point we won't have to make it so conscious. It'll just be automatic. But right now we have to be aware of that. So what good is this? What good is what I'm telling you here? Well, if you have a meditation practice, hopefully you do. If not, now's a good time to start. All we need to do is take, 5 minutes. Go into meditation, know that the God presence is there. We know that, right? We know that. But we need to know and feel it and experience it in that meditation. So that when we do, our mind kind of goes click. Because it knows, it has experienced the God presence now. And then what do? We leave meditation and we go back into our daily lives. Do we leave the God presence, you know, out there somewhere? No, we don't. We take it with us into our daily activities. We can turn to it at any time. I think many times we don't turn to it because we're so programmed to do, and to do our mental worry activity and whatever else we think in there, that we don't turn to the God presence. But it's always there. It doesn't charge you a fee for therapy, for anxiety medication, and all sorts of things that, you know, we have in this world. We don't need those things. And what about those things that we do need? Well, it said seek first the kingdom. Where's the kingdom? Way out there somewhere? No. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. If we believe that, then that is what we do in meditation too. We seek the kingdom of God that is within us. We connect with it and we bring that back. Because what happens when we seek the kingdom? What did Christ say? He said, all these things shall be added to you. Don't seek the things first. There's nothing wrong with having the things. He didn't say that. He didn't say you don't need food, you don't need clothes, you don't need anything. He said, life is more than that. And he said, seek first the kingdom. Because why? Because then all these things, all the things that we need, shall be added to us. And he's saying, in so many words, that we don't have to work and struggle for prosperity, whatever that looks like to us, for anything. We don't have to do that. If we seek the kingdom first. If we don't seek the kingdom first, well, struggle on, go ahead. Because you will. We know that. We've done enough of that. If you think it's time to turn the page and move on to a new chapter in your own consciousness and your own life, then take to heart, take into meditation these words from Christ. Because you know what else he said? He said, why call ye me good? I of myself do nothing. It is the Father within me that doeth these works. Let the Father take care of you. Let the Father take care of each of us. He takes care of the birds. He takes care of the little flowers. And don't we love the birds and the flowers? We do. I think we all agree that they are beautiful things. Do you know why? Because the presence of God is beauty. And if it is within each creation, as we know it to be, then those birds and those flowers, they are reflecting the presence of God. If they worried, I don't think we'd like them as much. We might. You know, we might hear them and kind of go, that's nice. But as they are, without their worry, as pure as they are, tell me you don't stop every once in a while and listen to the birds. I know you all do. I know I do. We give them part of our time. We give them part of our eternal moment because they are beautiful. And they reflect that so well because they don't have worry marring their state of being. So, are you not of much more value than they? He's asking us. He's asking us right out, are we more valuable than the birds? Well, I don't know about that as far as creations go, but apparently he wants us to consider whether we are. So, okay, let's say that we are as valuable as the birds. I think we can start there. Are we? If Christ is saying we are, then we are. But if we're as valuable as the birds, doesn't that mean that we can be as beautiful as they are too? It does. How do we do that? By not letting worry mar our state of being, by being like the birds. And the lilies, they don't toil, they don't spin, they don't work. They stand there and they are beautiful. Can we be arrayed, dressed like one of them? Yes, we can. If we let go of that worry. And again, I of myself do nothing. So this letting go is not something we have to do of our own power either. Doesn't that make it easier? I think so. So what does this? The Father within us, the Christ consciousness that we have access to always, it does the work. It will let go of the worry that we hold on to if we ask it to. And sure, at the beginning we may have to ask a lot. But as long as we remember to ask, we will experience what it's like not to have that and to have something better. And the more we experience it, well, the more natural it will become. Because it truly is our natural state. Our natural state is not one of worry and stress and struggle and fear and all this. It's not. The flowers don't do it. The birds don't do it. Christ did not worry like that. And we know the things that he did. Jesus was our way shower. So if he can do it, he would not show us the way if we could not do it, if we could not travel that path. So we know that we can. But what we need is guidance. Let the Father take your hand, be your hand, and guide you on your path. And as we go into meditation now, we will release our worry. And so, if you would, I ask you to close your eyes once more. And sit back in your chair and be comfortable. Allow the chair to support you. We know that within us there is a presence. And we know that that presence is the one life of all things. Our source, our creator, our Father. It exists within us always. And we ask to contact the presence now. This is the presence of God at the core of our being. It's our creator, it's where we came from, and it's where we still are, and where we always will be. In this moment, we recognize that time is just one eternal moment. And that in this moment, we live and we move and we have our being. We recognize that through the presence of God dwelling within us, we can choose what part of that eternal moment we want to experience. And I ask you to choose now. Do you want to continue to feel worry and stress and struggle and things that seem to waste and lock up your energy? Know that there is an alternative. Time is one eternal moment in which all things exist. So the experience that you want is in there too. It's available to you, and you can choose it now. You can choose the experience of peace, of calm, and of being supported by the Father that is within you. By seeking the kingdom and connecting with the presence as we are now, we are choosing for ourselves a better experience. And we give thanks that at any time we can return to the presence and experience it again and shift our focus in the eternal moment of time to something better. We recognize that the more we do this, the more we will exist in our natural state, which is one of peace and love and joy and of knowing that we are supported by the God within us, that we never stray from that presence, even when we feel separated from it. For this we give thanks. We let it be so, and we carry it forward with us, for so it is. Our affirmation is in the bulletin as well. I know that God knows I have needs. In this moment, I choose to release all worry to the God within me. I allow peace and security to take its place. Whenever I feel worry, I turn within to experience peace. I let God supply my needs, guide my life, and lift my mind to the highest and best for me and for everyone. For this I give thanks. I let it be so, and so it is.